Following the September 12th shooting by a Buffalo police officer of Willie Henley, a man said to be mentally ill, common council members have been examining the existing contract between the city and Endeavor, which provides mental health services for the police department. Lawmakers say that contract should stay in place, but they also point out that under the pact, their services are provided as referrals after police have detained an individual. The mayor wants social workers to ride along with police, while common council members want the police to hire mental health professionals on a full-time basis. They are getting mixed feedback, though, from social workers and advocates. Councilmember Joseph Golombek.
A month ago, everyone was clamoring, or many people were clamoring, for healthcare professionals, social workers, to address these issues that the police are currently responding to. Now, I have had emails and I have spoken to people that have said to me, I will not go on a call with the police department because they go in there with a more aggressive stance and it's not appropriate. I've had social workers as well tell me, I will not go on any of these calls without having police with me.
The council's legislation committee has tabled the proposal for further discussion. In the meantime, the police reform proposal known as Cariel's Law could be brought up for a vote at next week's full council meeting. That law, if passed, would require officers to intervene and stop acts of brutality by their colleagues. The proposed law is named for Cariel Horn, a former Buffalo police officer who intervened to break a chokehold and later, upon the recommendation of an arbitrator, was dismissed. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.